I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
She Code Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption.
Good afternoon, Chico. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your Tuesday host of Chico Now. Thanks for tuning in on this beautiful, glorious day. Today we have with us Andrew Hawley from the Northern California Immigrant Resource Center. But before we start talking to him, let me tell you a little bit about what's happening in town. Family Christian is celebrating the grand opening of its new store in the Chico Mall next to Sears with a 40% off regular price sale from Friday through July 27th. This Saturday, bring the kids to meet the VeggieTales. Oh, I love the VeggieTales. Bob and Larry will be in the house at 10, noon, and 2 o'clock. While you're there, take 40% off all kids' items. Now is the time to save big at the grand opening of the new Family Christian, located in the Chico Mall next to Sears. Don't miss it. And it's the Thursday night market in beautiful downtown Chico every Thursday from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. now through September 25th. You can buy local and shop at downtown businesses. But this Thursday, we, KKXX, will be hosting a booth. So you'll be able to meet me, the station manager, and any one of our other hosts who comes down throughout the night. I'll also have a couple of my flyers, so if you want to learn more about what I do outside of this job, you are more than welcome to come by and snake a couple of those. This Thursday is hosted by Growing Up Chico Magazine. Thursday, July 17th, is Growing Up Chico Night. So when you come down to Thursday Night Market at Growing Up Chico, go ahead and find our KKXX booth. We have a big red awning. Another thing that's coming up is the Immigration Open House and Workshop. It will be coming up on Saturday, August 16th at 9 a.m. to noon at 1339 Esplanade. And this is presented by the Northern California Immigrant Resource Center, with whom we are going to speak today, Andrew Hawley. So before we talk about the Northern California Immigrant Resource Center, let's get to know Andrew a little bit. He's an attorney that provides services for this nonprofit. Andrew, hello, welcome.
Hi, Jessica. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. Before we talk about the wonderful works that you're doing for our community, let's learn a little bit about you. Tell us about who you are as a person and additional what you do for a living.
Sure. Well, I was born and raised in the Bay Area. Great family, great folks, upper middle class, I guess. My dad's a blue-collar worker, my mom's a homemaker, and just provided me a great environment to grow up in. Can't really complain about much at all. Did a couple years in the desert, so to speak, wandering around like the Israelites, trying to find myself. Came back to the Bay Area and decided I want to go to law school and make something of myself, so to speak. Went to UC Riverside and then Santa Clara, where I was involved in an immigration clinic, which kind of sparked the fire in me to help give back and to really help out the little guy. The immigration laws in this country are pretty brutal on immigrants. So I bounced around a couple jobs, but I found an opportunity to get back in immigration back in the San Francisco Bay Area, where I practiced immigration in a pretty busy law firm in downtown for about 2 years, went down to L.A. I got a phone call from a well-known attorney up here who said, why don't you come back up to Chico, help me with a criminal defense practice, and why don't you get an immigration practice off the ground? Sound like a great opportunity, and so that's what I'm doing.
Wow, so you're wearing two hats. You're wearing the criminal defense hat as well as immigration legal issues.
Definitely. And in this day and age, and especially in Northern California, immigration and criminal defense really go hand in hand. A lot of times people get thrown into immigration proceedings or immigration dilemmas because of some sort of minor criminal defense matter. And unfortunately, that triggers some pretty harsh proceedings that often end up in a deportation for some non-citizens.
Oh, yeah. And that, so something that starts out small has a domino effect all the way down to something happens, even as minor as maybe a traffic violation.
Definitely. Traffic citations for a headlight being out, registration not being up to date, not using a blinker, often leads people into, brings them to the attention of ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, whereas ICE didn't know that the person was in the country before. Now, because of some minor traffic violation, even a minor speeding ticket, it's not so much of the criminal defense issues or the criminal matter is such a huge deal, but it's the fact that, okay, now immigration knows about you. Now you're getting a paper that tells you you need to go to court in San Francisco to stand in front of a judge and tell the judge why you deserve to stay in the United States. Person's entire world is thrown upside down just because of some minor traffic violation. Yeah.
So it's not like, so when we think about something like that, we initially we hear the word criminal and we think that they did something terrible and horrible and they deserve whatever repercussions that they might obtain. However, when you think of it in this regard, they're just providing for their family. And we have a community that is steeped in agriculture and a lot of undocumented folks here. And just because they are here without documentation doesn't mean that they aren't serving a vital part of our community and that they deserve to be, to continue being part of our community. So something that's minor, like not using your blinker, creates such a hardship that not only do they have the fee for not using their blinker, but all of the costs associated to going to San Francisco and leaving your family and missing that time off of work, and then the fear of possible deportation, all of that, and you're not prepared for it. No one is prepared for something like that to happen.
Definitely not. Hopefully they're a little bit more prepared with an experienced immigration attorney representing them. But I think you touched on something that's really key to this area, and that is, and it's a common misconception, is that the United States, whether we like it or not, depends on immigrants and undocumented immigrants to support our economy, to do hard work, to make that salad that you got at Olive Garden or at Tres Hombres, to make it $8.99 instead of $24.99. That's due to the hard work and the hard labor and the inexpensive labor that non-citizens provide to the economy. Chico especially is an economy that depends on agriculture, and so we really need to help these people and support them.
Wow, that is so wonderful. If you guys want to learn a little bit more about Andrew Hawley and hear more about what program he has here at the Northern California Immigrant Resource Center, please stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is Jessica Wilkerson for Chico Now.
Walks down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico Now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of
good afternoon or evening, depending on the time that you're listening to this. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your Tuesday host of Chico Now. And we are here with Andrew Hawley, the immigration attorney who is running the Northern California Immigrant Resource Center and presenting an open house and workshop on Saturday, August 16th at 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 1339 Esplanade. Andrew, can you tell us what is the name of the building that that is in?
I don't quite know what the name of the building is. We can call it 1339 Esplanade. That's kind of where my day job is, or my 9-to-5 weekday, Monday through Friday kind of place of work is. It's the law firm where I practice criminal defense.
Oh, okay. So it's just a regular business law firm.
I tell people it's the big white house with a red trim.
There you go. The big white house with the red trim at 1339 Esplanade. So since that's one of the main reasons that we're here, we're talking about your open house and workshop. Tell us a little bit about what to expect. Who are the people that would want to come to this?
Sure. When I started this, I envisioned it meeting directly one-on-one with immigrants or non-citizens who have questions about their own cases or their own situation. They heard about a student program. They heard about a DREAM Act. They heard about perhaps a marriage visa. They heard about immigration reform. And they're kind of curious about what's going on and maybe the potential for a case, or maybe they've been told that they need to appear in San Francisco Immigration Court and defend themselves. And definitely, I seek to assist these people and bring them up to date. But in starting this and in spreading the word, I got a lot of feedback and a lot of positive energy from a lot of nonprofits in the area, like Catalyst or like the Employment Services Department for the Butte County, and nonprofits and the teachers in schools who teach non-citizens and who have issues and deal with issues that American citizens don't necessarily deal with. So I'm also opening up to them to provide a workshop, bring them up to date with some changes in immigration law that are going on right now, some student programs that they can assist their students with, U visas and VAWA that assist people who have been the victims of crime or people who have been victims of abuse. So I'm opening up to kind of two schools, helping immigrants directly by meeting them one-on-one, and then meeting with people who assist immigrants indirectly. So those are the two camps.
So churches, teachers, nonprofits who do home visiting, case management type stuff.
Exactly. Social workers, things of that nature, where they know that they're dealing with non-citizens. They just don't know all the tools that they can use to assist them effectively or better. And so I'd like to help educate them and give them some tips on how they can better assist their clients.
So let's talk about a little bit of that. You said U visa. Before I had the job that I did as a home visitor, I had no idea what that was. So let's give our listeners a little bit of info on what is a U visa.
U visa is a great program. It's free to apply for. There's no filing fees. And with a little bit of hard work and working with some local agencies, people who have been the victims of crime, of a certain kind of crime, who have suffered a certain kind of injury, and who can prove that they were injured, and who assisted the police in apprehending the perpetrator or the suspect or the defendant in that case, can get a green card for themselves, their spouse, and their kids. And if the victim was under 21, they can get a green card for their parents. So this is a really powerful tool. Unfortunately, you have to apply for it and by the mail, through the mail, and it takes the government a long time to process it. But it can really, by getting somebody a green card, even though that they were the victim of a crime, it's a really powerful way to help bring people out of the shadows.
And then they can continue feeling like a member of our community, but feeling more, I don't want to say they are more legitimate, because people who are in our community and contributing is just as legitimate, I feel, as people who were born here. But there is a difference in feeling that way inside.
Right.
So, and having all of the legal recourses and all the legal opportunities that we have as citizens or as somebody who has a green card.
Right. You know, when I've been there, when a client has gotten a green card in the mail, or when we got a green card won at court with an immigration judge and the judge says case granted, and the powerful effect, there's no denying it. In a way, it brings them out of the shadows, and legitimizing it is maybe not the best way to put it, but in a way, it is really exactly what the person is looking for, and it makes them feel legitimate. It makes them feel like they are home and welcome in a place that has been their home for many years' time.
You know, it's kind of like feeling like when you grasp the concept of being adopted into the Lord and adopted through grace and through Jesus. I think it probably has a similar feeling when you grasp that concept for yourself and the way they would feel when they're grasping the idea of their visa being accepted. This is Jessica Wilkerson with Tuesday's version of Chico Now. Please stay tuned. This is our last commercial break, and we'll be back with Andrew Hawley from the Northern California Immigrant Resource Center. Thanks.
I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot.
Good afternoon or evening, Chico, Quincy, Red Bluff, Lincoln, Yuba City, Olive Hurst. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your Tuesday host of Chico Now. And I just wanted to remind you that this Thursday, KKXX will be at Thursday Market in downtown Chico with our red pop-up tent and lots of brochures, and come on down and meet us because we want to meet you. We are here right now with Andrew Hawley from the Northern California Immigrant Resource Center. And I just wanted to remind you that on Saturday, August 16th at 9 a.m. until noon, 1339 Esplanade here in Chico, is their immigration open house and workshop, where they're seeking people who are either current immigrants or who work with immigrants, churches, teachers, various nonprofits, and social workers, to come down and learn about what is happening in immigration law and how you can advocate either for yourselves or for the people around you. Right now, we're going to talk to Andrew a little bit about the hot topic that's been on the news lately about the minors who have been, or unaccompanied children and minors showing up at the borders of America and Mexico. So give us a little bit of detail about what's happening and what your thoughts are on that, Andrew.
Well, in the immigrant community in the United States and abroad, rumors spread pretty fast. Rumors spread word of mouth, and rumor turns into a roar. And people get the idea through somewhere, somehow, that the United States is opening its borders for a day. I did the immigration workshop earlier this month, and somebody came into my office and said, I heard that the border is going to be open for 2 days only, and that the United States is just going to let people in. And I thought, you know, I kept it to myself, but that's wild. That's wild that that idea is spreading. And it's not true, but that's what happened in Central America, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and I guess the rumor spread that the United States is opening its borders to minors, kids under 18, who want to come to the United States and enter, even though they don't have papers, no parents, no visa, no entry documents, the United States is just going to let them in. Unfortunately, it's really false, and kids are being separated from their parents on the notion that they're going to be able to be accepted in the United States, and really says something about the parents in Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, who are just letting their children leave and come to the United States for a brighter future and let them leave on their own. I think, well, it's pretty well, go ahead.
You know, as a parent, so I can see what a lot of people can think of that. They can judge the parents as being very permissive. But as a parent, I can see parents being very torn by that, really just having this desire and yearning for their children to have a better life and knowing the only way to do it is to let them go, but being so heartbroken that they have to allow their children to do that in order to get a better life.
The United States must be a pretty special place, and those countries must be in a pretty bad place if parents are willing to just let their kids go on their own with some coyote who's going to drive them through the hills of Mexico and drop them off at the border. Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, these are volatile places. Guatemala and Honduras are one of the most violent countries, or two of the most violent countries in the world, not just in the Western Hemisphere. There's gangs all over the streets. The government doesn't do anything for them. The parents are working hard so that they don't really have the chance or the opportunity to give the kids the kind of attention that they deserve. And so kids are just showing up at the borders, and their parents are paying for their trips.
So parents are either very, very desperate, or the children are, and the children are willing to run away.
Yes. Unfortunately, there's no real laws in the United States that can give these kids status. There is asylum, but simply being the victim of organized crime doesn't grant asylum status. Simply being a minor doesn't grant asylum status. And that's the primary vehicle that these kids could apply for some sort of protection in the United States. But just fleeing the country because the United States is better and Honduras is a bad place to live isn't going to get you the touchdown. Obama asked for something like $3.7 billion to accommodate the unaccompanied minors at the border, to house them, to feed them, to school them, to hold them someplace temporary while their case is getting processed. But unfortunately, a lot of these kids are going to be put on a plane and shipped back to Tegucigalpa, Guatemala City, San Salvador, and wherever else they came from, because there's not a whole lot that we can do for them.
That's really my mother's heart just goes out to these children and to those families. I just think that as a community, as a faith-based community, we really need to pray for these families who are coming over here who are just so desperate. It just breaks my heart for their, I know that it's easy for us to be irritated and frustrated, and we pay so much in taxes and we sacrifice so much, and to think that people are just trying to come into our land of opportunity. But at the same time, these folks are just, they're experiencing such a nightmare that we can't even fathom, that for them, fleeing with a coyote is better than staying put. And it just makes me, it just breaks my heart for these families. And I'm really sad that it's not something that we can accommodate, but we can't accommodate and we can't help everybody. And we can't put ourselves out there in order to also be hurt our own selves. We're already in such a billions of dollars of financial debt as we are, as a society and as a country.
Right. Unfortunately, the words on the base of the Statue of Liberty, give me your poor, your huddled masses washed ashore on our beaches, unfortunately, that's not in the legislation regarding an Immigration Act, and it should be. But, you know, it's a hard sell on the United States citizen taxpayer to see why we should be paying for and supporting with $4 billion these unaccompanied minors who show up.
So the folks here who are undocumented but are working hard, let's keep them going, though. Let's send them over to the Immigration Open House and Workshop on Saturday, August 16th at 9 a.m. at 1339 Esplanade for the Northern California Immigrant Resource Center, where you can meet Andrew Hawley in person. This is Jessica Wilkerson for your Tuesday episode of Chico Now, and I look forward to talking to you guys next week, where I'll have a very special guest yet to be determined. Have a wonderful day.